guess what day it is.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. Wednesday.
It's Best of Elves Podcast.
That's like the coolest thing I ever heard.
Hello, everybody. We're back at it again. Another Wednesday, another podcast devotional thing. Exciting news. It's all Hallows Eve, but tonight is the big Monk's Corner fall Halloween festival thing. We're going to be giving away free popcorn like we did last year. Last year, probably the most popular booth downtown. Lined all the way down the block waiting for the popcorn for us. We had a sketchy popcorn maker. This year we got a new one. We got the other one fixed. So we got two. We should be rocking it out. Shouldn't be that terrible of a line. I built this new stand with my friend Gary. We've got three TVs on it, and it's going to show the different ministries and worship, and it's going to have all sorts of cool stuff on it. So as people are waiting for the popcorn, they can see what the church is all about. It's going to be exciting. Exciting stuff. Here's something. Pastor Eric brought a big bag of candy and set it on the table outside my office. Now, this candy is not like the Kit Kat, the Reese's, the Twix, Milky Ways, Snickers, all the things that you want. These are filled with the kind of the misfit candies that nobody really wants, but there's a huge portion of it that's Tootsie Rolls. Now look, I don't hate Tootsie Rolls, but I don't care about Tootsie Rolls. I don't go out of my way for Tootsie Rolls. If I never had a Tootsie Roll again in my life, totally fine. And by the way, did you know there's no actual chocolate in a Tootsie Roll? We don't know what's in a Tootsie Roll. We probably don't want to know. But my point is, big bag of Tootsie Rolls and other assorted candy you don't want. Why is it that every time I leave that office, I got to grab me a Tootsie Roll? Like I said, I don't care about Tootsie Rolls. I don't love them. I don't hate them. They're just there, but I gotta get a Tootsie Roll every time I leave, and it's a problem. And it's not just a problem for me. Everybody who walks by grabs a Tootsie Roll. There's something about it. I don't know. There's something in the Tootsie Rolls. I think it needs some investigation. So that's where I'm gonna leave that. Speaking of Halloween and all that stuff, a couple nights ago, carved pumpkins. Now, this has been a, you know, tradition for many people for hundreds of years. You carve pumpkins. I used to do it with Gianna. Me and her would carve the pumpkins, and she always carved hers herself. Even when she was little, I would help her, but she always wanted to get in there and, you know, get a little dirty and make everything. Lola, not so much. I mean, when her chore is to clean the bathroom or the kitchen or anything like that, dusting even, she puts plastic gloves on. She's like that, right? So what happens when I carve pumpkins with Lola, and it's just me and Lola because Gianna's gone. She's on a mission trip right now, but lives in Colombia. Lola will tell me what she wants done on her pumpkin, but she's not about to do it. She doesn't want to even have anything to do with grabbing a knife or scooping out the guts. No, none of that. She's on the couch while I'm at the table doing it. And she usually finds crazy difficult things that she wants me to do. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. So finally this year, she said, can you do this one? And it says Boo with two dog paw prints. Sure, I could give that a shot. But, you know, it's an hour worth of carving that she has nothing to do with. But it's her pumpkin. It's a weird dynamic. And also, with carving pumpkins, I feel like I can carve a good pumpkin, right? And my aspirations in starting the carving of my own pumpkin that I do, like last year I did a Mandalorian, it's the Mythosaur I did on there from the Mandalorian Star Wars show, whatever. But this year I wanted to do something spectacular. And I wanted it to be smooth and rounded and like everything in its proper place. But then about 20 minutes in and I'm still on just the eye trying to do it, I was like, you know what? I'm losing interest. I don't want to be here for 5 hours trying to make this pumpkin look the way that I have it in my brain. So then I started cutting corners, and then I'm like, it's fine. And it became good enough. I've always said, if everything was good enough, would anything be good enough? The answer is no. And this, I just reverted to, it's good enough. And it's not good enough, but it's fine. So here's Lola's. That's the Boo one with the, the paw prints there. I know I didn't take a picture of it lit up. It's still inside. It's rotting already. It's only been 2 days. It's crazy. The bees shriveled a little bit, and it's a disaster, but whatever. You get the gist of it. And then here's mine. Again, it's drying out, but I cut out all the individual teeth. I wanted them rounded to look like real good manicured teeth and all that, but it's just, I was like, nope, just cut it up, stick them in there with the toothpicks. That's what we're doing. So yeah, that's the pumpkin carving and all that stuff. All right, let's get to the devotional part of this programming. I've been thinking about sharing this for a couple weeks now, but I didn't because it seemed too close, personal, or even maybe like a look at me what I kind of did thing. And I was like, I don't want to do that. But then a couple things happened that made me kind of reconsider this and decide to share what I'm going to share with you. First off is a little peek behind the curtain or at the upcoming Point North Church service. We're going to be talking about sharing your testimony. I spoke with my pastor the other day, Pastor Tommy. I'm like, what are we talking about? Just to make sure I could, you know, if there's something special that I need to put a certain song in, all that stuff. What's the topic and all that? And it became evident that it was about sharing your testimony. So that's what the message is about. And then secondly, I wrote lyrics and kind of like a rudimentary chord progression melody for a new song called Share Your Story, which is, as you guessed it, about sharing your story, giving your testimony, that kind of thing. So those two things happened organically. Well, I mean, I guess I actually was thinking about the testimony thing when I started to write the song, Share Your Story. Anyways, I didn't go into it thinking that's what I wanted to share about today. So I'm not going to. So today is all about sharing your story. And now I'm not going to share my story, you know, like me coming to faith and all that today right now, because I don't want, I've told that story a bunch of times on here, different parts of it, all that stuff. But I want to tell you about the experience that I had sharing it a couple weeks ago. And I think this whole message today might be able to help you all to, like, especially if you're come into a situation like I did, could help you learn from this experience. Because I think it might be more of a common thing that you would think. Okay, so here's the setting. And I'm not going to use any names or real specifics on this person that I shared my testimony with, by the way. It's going to be anonymous. Okay, so the setting is this. It's later in the evening, like 9-ish. And I get a text. And this text is from someone asking for advice. Now, this is someone I don't regularly get texts from and haven't had too much of a relationship with over the past 10, 15 years. So I ask what they needed advice on. And without getting into specifics, it was about dealing with, you know, sadness, hopelessness, loss, medical issues. And it kind of seems like the whole world is coming crashing down on this person at this particular moment. And also, this is someone who is not a believer in Jesus and is a sort of outspoken against Christianity and they, like, there is no God, atheist views. And the views of this person on a regular day-to-day basis is pretty much polar opposite of mine in literally every aspect. Their Facebook feed is just, it makes me cringe with the ideology that they cling to. And that's all what I'm going to say about that. It's just, You get the message, right? But this is someone that I used to be very close to, and I want good things for. I want happiness and joy for them. I don't want this person to be hopeless and miserable and not knowing what to do in life and living, you know, like this sort of lost existence. Now, at the time, like I said, that I got this text, it was later on in the evening, and I was watching a movie with Lola. Then I had to do the whole bedtime routine thing with her, and this conversation from the text that I got was going to take some time on my part. And I didn't want to fire off some half-thought-out text or say something that could be considered offensive when I'm trying to communicate my advice to them. So I responded to it. Let me send you something tomorrow. And that, apparently, was the wrong thing to text, because I immediately got two responses that were not kind or understanding. Right? Now, this is not surprising. And I was like, yeah, I figured that would happen. So after putting Lola down to bed, and Lauren and I praying together, all that stuff, I started thinking, what am I going to say to this individual? I'm like, what direction am I going here? I can't talk scripture, because if you don't believe the Bible is the word of God, then they're not going to listen to anything that you have to say. It's like, it's some fictional book. That's what they think. So then I was thinking, okay, well, there's some pretty cool videos that I've seen that I could send her that, to me, should open their eyes to there is a God. But then where do I go from there? Which apologetic do we get into first? And then is that going to lead into an argument, some hostility, all that stuff? Probably. And then even if I go that route and I was, and it was even if it was taken in humility and appreciation, those videos, the apologetics, doesn't address the feelings of sadness and suffering and medical stuff and the grief the person's facing. So that's probably not the right way to go. So I kept thinking about it all night and then all day the next day until about 3 p.m. And that's when I thought, the only thing I can say that can't be argued or met with hostility is my testimony, my story. I could share some of the similar things that I've gone through, similar struggles, similar ongoing issues, and how Jesus helped me through all of that. And I also made sure to emphasize that I still have problems. I will still encounter hardships, but with Jesus in my life, I don't face them alone. I have an advocate. I have a comforter. I have a partner in this that I 100% know will be there for me and with me throughout all those hard times. So I decided to send this via email. And again, because had I called and had this conversation, I'm sure I would have been sidetracked by different aspects of the conversation. I might have been met with eye rolling, like sighing, scoffing, which could have put me on the defensive. And I just thought it was better to send this email knowing that they would read this thing. And I also put it there at the end of putting my story all there, that if you'd like me to send you anything else, point you to a church, an alpha course, a pastor, anything like that, I'd be happy to. Now, this story of sharing my story doesn't necessarily have a great ending, because although my response from the person wasn't mean or hostile, it did say pretty much that they didn't need religion in their life. And religion's good for some people, but not them. And also this long running theme that she said she remembers from high school is that her high school history teacher told them that if it wasn't for religion, there would have been no wars, which is quite the statement. But that's for another day. We're not getting into that today. My point here in all of this is the best way to share the gospel is by telling your story and letting that lead you to the next thing. Here was me before Jesus, and here is me now. And I went through this, and I went through that, and I had these struggles and all that. And Jesus has given me peace and transformed me, and I am forever grateful for that. And it can't be argued because it's your story. This is what happened. This is what, like, they can't argue with that. So many people think, you know, if you had someone coming to you asking something about that, that you need to send them some sort of apologetic evidence, that there's a need to prove the existence of God and Jesus. Maybe you think about, I saw this video about them talking how they found all these chariots at the bottom of the Red Sea, which proves that was a real thing, and all that, right? Or they'll talk about the crucifixion. Did you know that there was over 500 people that saw Jesus after the crucifixion? And then there's records in the Roman documents that said that this thing happened and all that. Or I'll send a video about evolution versus creation and how the evolution doesn't actually make any scientific sense. And there's a recent video that's been making the rounds that I like, which is good. It's comedian Pete Holmes, where in his stand-up routine, he talks about what makes more sense, creation or nothing created everything. And it's pretty funny and good. But all these things that you think, oh, maybe I'll send that. That's hard. The Lord has given us a way easier path, and that is telling our story. And although apologetics is good and explains things from a biblical and truthful perspective and shows you what's real, the first step should be our story, our testimony. And I'm grateful that I have this story, because who knows the story better than you do? No one. Do what's easiest for you, and yet points to Jesus at every turn, and that is through your story. And I'm hopeful, because I know I'm not going to be able to change anybody's heart or their minds. That's only the Holy Spirit, Jesus, the Lord. They're the only ones that can do that. I can't, but I can be the messenger. I can tell them about it. So I am hopefully praying that will happen to this person who texted me, and that the Holy Spirit will get a hold of them, and I'll be right there to help in any way. And even though, like I said, their views on literally almost everything is in opposition to me, and I was also thinking, like, has my heart been hardened so much by certain people that I'm just like, I don't care? Maybe. And then at the same time, anytime I think of that, I think of leaving the 99 for the one. So again, I'm praying that things change and that good happens, that the Holy Spirit gets a hold of them, that they come to faith in Jesus, and I can do my part and share. And for all you people out there that are feel like you need to be some sort of biblical scholar to share the gospel, you don't. You just have to know your story. I've talked about sharing your story a few times on here, but here's another one. I just felt like I needed to reemphasize it. So that's what I have for you today. Hopefully you got something out of this and maybe some courage to share your story the next time the opportunity arises. So if you're going to be in the Monk's Corner area tonight, starting, I think it's at 5 o'clock, is the Fall Festival. I'll be down there slinging popcorn. So I'd like to see you out there. You have a good one. See you next Wednesday.